From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Vladimir Putin is all but certain to win next month's Russian presidential election. He's running at more than 70% in the polls. Today, Putin staged what appeared to be a photo op by boarding a nuclear sub in the Russian port on the Arctic Ocean. State TV showed the Kremlin leader dressed in a Navy uniform. But the presidential campaign hasn't gone completely according to script. The brief disappearance this month of one of Putin's long-shot rivals has injected a bizarre twist. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
On February 5th, the wife of presidential candidate Ivan Rybkin came home to find her husband's sport coat hanging on the wall and a half-eaten plate of food on the table. But there was no sign of Ivan Rybkin. He didn't show up for a news conference the next day. Federal police launched a manhunt for Rybkin, who's running at less than 1% in the polls. Then, just as mysteriously, Rybkin reappeared in neighboring Ukraine. When he got back to Moscow, Rybkin said he'd merely slipped away for business meetings. Rybkin said, "I'd grown tired of being followed around all the time," referring to government security agents he alleges shadow his every move. Russian state TV lampooned Rybkin as a buffoon.
Ivan Rybkin неожиданно уходит из дома, как Лев Толстой, хотя...
Commentators compared his sudden trip to the epic travels of classic writer Lev Tolstoy, once left on a winter trip wearing only his slippers. But late last week, Rybkin began adding more details about what he said had happened during his absence. He showed up in London late last week, home of exiled Russian billionaire Boris Berezovsky. Berezovsky is bankrolling Rybkin's campaign. Rybkin said he'd fled Russia out of fear for his safety. Rybkin also claimed that while in Ukraine, he'd been promised a meeting with Chechen separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov. Rybkin had negotiated on the part of Russia with the separatists before. Speaking at a news conference in London, Rybkin said that instead of a meeting with Maskhadov, he was drugged. Rybkin said, "I had some tea and some sandwiches, and suddenly I felt very drowsy. I woke up in another, totally unfamiliar apartment after a time." Rybkin said two armed men then showed him what he called a revolting videotape in which he had starred while unconscious. Rybkin didn't reveal the contents of the tape, but he alleged the video was made to compromise him and opposition to President Putin in general. Kremlin loyalists like influential lawmaker Mikhail Margilov counter that Rybkin posed little real threat to Putin. Margilov said, "The special services, as far as I know, don't undertake such ridiculous operations. If it was some other force, I think they would have chosen a more interesting target." State media have hinted that Rybkin's camp might have staged a PR stunt in order to discredit Putin's re-election. The usually staid Rybkin has no known penchant for gimmickry, however. Berezovsky has denied involvement as well. Political analyst Lilia Shevsova of the Moscow Carnegie Center says the incident is so strange that getting to the truth will be hard.
So, conclusion number one, if you want to know the truth, you'll never know the truth. Either you need to be a shrink or you need to be a special service researcher, special service pundit.
Analyst Shevsova says Rybkin's temporary disappearance adds an element of farce to the presidential race, a race seen as a cakewalk for Putin. Putin, though widely popular, is under fire by opponents for what they say is his increasingly authoritarian style, including a clampdown on the independent press. Putin has also drawn fire for using state TV as a personal platform to bolster his campaign. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.